Sorry to be late.
Welcome back, everybody. So this meeting agenda would be the PK design meeting. And opening and PM, the secretary of the meet minutes, prototype presentation from Christie and Agnes.
Agnes, yes.
And evolution criteria. The finance, it's from my side, from the management, and production evolution, then closing. So we have 40 minutes to discuss and finalize and close the product and project. And to go further.
Okay.
So, okay, let's talk about maybe first for the prototype.
Okay.
So I'll handle to.
I did a presentation, but it pretty much covers work that we've both done. So if I'm missing anything, Christine,
so
can
shall
just
I go to
correct
the
me. So you did a
presentation. Yeah. Okay, let's go to
AMI. It's not the biggest PowerPoint presentation in the world.
In two or three or?
Three.
Problem.
I think it's the last
technical. I would say.
Final design.
Yep.
It is named appropriately. You just couldn't see the name. Okay. All right. So, from when we were discussing specifying the case in the last meeting, we decided that we wanted an ergonomic shape. The material that we chose was wood, and that the color would be customizable because you can stain the wood whatever color. So in terms of function, you have to be able to turn the TV on and off, volume and channel control, menu control, voice recognition control. And we've incorporated the LCD screen on the flip panel as part of the design. If we figure out it's too expensive, we'll need to take it off. So, to unveil our lovely products. This is our remote control with the flip panel, as you can see. So if you lift up the panel, you can see the lovely yellow LCD display. This is actually hard to do. The yellow button you have is the on-off button, so it's really big, hard to miss. You have the red triangles are the toggles for changing the volume, so volume up, down, volume down. The green are the channel changing, and it's one of those very light, very touchable displays. And then you have the numeric pad in the dark blue at the bottom. And on the right-hand side, you have the access to the menu on the TV. And on the left-hand side, you have the ability to turn off the voice recognition. So this is pretty much what we had on the whiteboard the last time.
Yeah.
Additional feature on the back is you can have your own customized backing, and I suppose you could do the same thing on the flip case on the front, so that you can really make this a highly, highly customizable remote control.
We haven't specified where the speaker or the microphone will be placed. That depends on the design of the circuit board inside and what room is left.
Yeah.
I think the microphone is on the top,
yes,
mid,
okay.
Under the flip.
Uh-huh.
So that will be the safe. So only the chip, it's not on the chip because you need to have microphone outside.
No, I mean, it depends on the design of the circuit board.
Yes.
But it shouldn't be under the flip either because you can have the remote control closed, but you still might want to activate
it's
by voice.
Yeah, but my opinion, I think it's a bit under the flip because whenever you want to. The talk, okay, so then you can speak, then you can close it. But if you put it on the flip, okay, then technically I don't think it's feasible because most of the time you speak, then it will be recognized.
But if you've already got the remote control in your hand and need to open the flip to use the voice, why use the voice? Why not just use your hand? I mean, the whole point of the voice is that if the remote control is sitting there and I'm too lazy to reach over and pick it up, I can just use my voice.
Maybe I've got my hand in the popcorn bowl and I'm holding that cup of Coca-Cola in the other hand.
Yeah.
I want to see louder. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be on the flip. It can be on the side.
It can also be on the side.
Size movie is good, so that's what I think.
So, I mean, I can pass this around if
yes.
anyone wants to.
You better pass it around with a napkin.
No, because you can easily put a microphone on the side that would have no problem, would have be not be damaged or anything, and it'd be accessible all the time to a voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
It's
compliments to the artist.
It's you need to work on the weight a little bit.
Well.
And maybe the shape of the buttons, the little egg shapes aren't. The most you can
do. It looks more heavy, but I think when it comes to the reality, maybe it's a little less weight.
Yeah. I mean, this is plasticine. There's only so much you can do. We could have possibly made it a lot thinner as well. But part of the thing is a lot of people say that they don't like something that's too light because they don't feel like they have enough control over it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe this is excessively heavy, but I think it needs to have some weight. It needs to feel like you're still holding something. So that's pretty much it for our presentation, actually.
That's your prototype model?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. Thank you very much. So any comments or?
Well, the prototype is very well within the design and idea that we've talked about in the previous meetings. Now it goes into the next phase, is the financial marketing.
I'll come back to the... So evolution criteria, I think that would be good. So when I come to the finance, I have some calculations which I made as per the budget. So here you can look like the energy source and hanging dynamo and kinetic and solar cells. It's optional, some are optional, and advanced chip on print. That's what we were talking about that. So. Then we have sample sensor and sample speaker. Then we have the wood material. Then special color and push button. So it's actually our budget was 12.5 euro, but it's coming to 9.95 euro. So we are under below the budget. Okay, so still we are saving some money. I think it's a good figure.
Yes, great. Surprised. Congratulations.
Well, we haven't come to mine yet, so we're going to have a bit of a difference of opinion, yes.
It costs a lot of money to market it.
So maybe some money we can utilize for our marketing, for the sales, okay? And
well, it just depends on if we're going to add on this provisionary cost analysis. We do not have an LCD display. LCD display is going to be very expensive. It's going to be,
but it's not filled in.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. We don't have the price up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
So if we add approximately 2 to 3 euro per remote, now we're up around about 12 and a half, as to what the company had initially requested. Display in, but as far as production, I'm putting up a question because we're talking about profit also, and in mine you'll see the problem with our survey, the possibility of how many units can be sold, what percentage of the market, etc., etc., because that all has to be taken into consideration. This is just production cost. It is not advertising cost. It's not transportation cost. And that will inflate quite a bit the cost of the unit for the company. So to come up with what the company wants as a 50 million pound profit, we're going to have to go a long ways.
This we are talking about one unit. Okay?
Yes.
So when it goes to the quantity, okay, and the cost will come down.
Slightly.
Well, customization, because this is being done, you know, on an order basis.
It's going to be very hard to reduce.
The circuit board would be produced in quantity, but the cost of the case would be fixed. You got some pretty cheap labor that can do this case for €1.
That's not bad.
That's the cost. That's really outstanding.
But anyway, still we are under control. Okay, so what I will do is I will try to negotiate with the vendors, okay, to get the production cost less. Okay, so that we can save some money. Okay, to put it into our marketing or you know, the promotions, whatever. Okay, so that I will look after. I will speak to the management and try to get you know, some more cost down.
If we can go to my display, and we'll come back to yours, just to give everybody an idea of the market. So now I'm going to scare everybody out of this project. If I'm still here, pressing
me out.
Yep. The four gives me, it's got to be trend watch. It shouldn't be. If it's not, it's not the right one.
No,
that's the same one. You have to go back and find another one. Whatever name it popped up under. Functional. Try functional. It might not be it either, but we'll see.
It looks like it is.
Yep, that's it. So we'll go screen by screen. Since we need to have some type of idea on the market, we had an independent study that says that this market has an availability to absorb 8 million units per year. Okay, our internal company evaluation puts it between 8 to 9 million, which is approximately the same as the independent study. So if we continue, we look at the findings. Next screen. Which means that if we have a target of 2 million, the company has to take 25% of the market in the first year, which is actually a tremendous amount.
No kidding.
So if we put an inflated price of €50 at a production cost that cannot exceed €25, okay, we're already in that price, okay, with transport, promotion, labor, because we haven't included promotion in the cost. Transport for the material to the stores or whatever, however we're going to break this down between our retailers. 25% of the market to get to 2 million units. At 2 million units, we have to have a profit of €25 per unit to get to the 50 million euro profit.
Yep.
Okay. So, obviously, I just did a rundown of the evaluation of the form. The fancy stylishness of the unit, the ease of use, speech recognition, cost, we've gone through these. Now the company must evaluate the feasibility of being able to take enough of the market to justify in production. Or we project this over 2 years. But being that the market changes very, very quickly, maybe there's no more interest in buying this thing in 18 months from now. So now we have to come up with a decision. Can the company sell 2 million units? Can it sell it for €50?
Could I have findings? I would like to explore the possibility of using an alternative delivery and sales channel, which would be to use the internet.
I was thinking the same
for
thing.
For promotion and ordering, and then to drop ship the product to the customer's residence. That way you have no storage, you have no, you do have transportation, mm-hmm. You still have the labor cost, but you don't have the transport to the point of sale.
Yes.
The
yeah.
point of sale is online.
Yeah, you do a shipping center somewhere, or strategically placed shipping centers
right.
to minimize
like Amazon.
Distance
in
costs.
Fact, they should sell through Amazon, don't you
or
think?
EBay.
Or eBay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just an idea. Going
right.
with the...
More
upscale technology.
Yeah, we're selling a unique product.
That actually makes more sense if we're going to make it so highly customizable, because on the web people can look at the different options they have, see maybe what other people have done, what the range of possibilities.
There are several companies that have gone that way.
Store, you can't, unless you're a highly imaginative person, you may not really know what it is you want. Whereas on the web, if you have a bunch of pictures, it can sort of trigger ideas. And
you can even have a movie that you can rotate the object and look at the the only thing that you're missing really is the weight,
the feel of the product, but
we're getting used to that. It's not quite like trying on a shoe, but people are getting used to buying things online that they can't touch.
There's several that have gone through with the watches too. You can customize the watch. You can see how it is at the end of the production. You can change it. There's a lot of online that is doing this now. You rotate it and you look behind and look this way. What's possible to do with this? Maybe there's a possibility of selling more than 2 million units in 1 year, which could feasibility lower the price of the unit.
Okay, then let's wait for the production. Okay, then you can evaluate the product. So how it looks like technically and how it looks like the real.
What turnaround time do we have? I mean, production evaluation can be very, very quick or very, very long.
It's very quick, of course. It will come back in 2 weeks. Okay, it will be in 2 weeks.
Works for me.
For evaluation, okay.
Prototypes, you mean?
Yes, the prototype.
Probably should do some market tests once we have prototypes.
Well, obviously.
Some orders and things like that, and test market it.
It had to be thrown out on the market for people to get an idea to see, get their.
Minimum 2 weeks if we're going to develop prototypes and then try to take them to different places and see how people use. It's not a trivial task.
Yeah, because we are not going to do it in our factory, okay, so we can do it for it.
We definitely shouldn't do it in our factory.
Yes. So we will do it at the other place. And I don't think it's take more than 4 weeks time. Okay, so then the real production we will start once we product evaluation. Okay, then it's approved from the technical team and your team. Okay. From the management, then we can open the market.
Any outstanding?
So any other questions or comments to be discussed?
I think we pretty much covered everything.
Okay, so then.
Did you have something?
I was just wondering about if we're going to do product evaluation, then what about time for redesign? If the users come back and tell us, no, this is bad, we want this done differently.
Okay, let's take it like this. Let's proceed with this model, okay, for the market introduction, okay? So no more changes will be made, okay, in this, the basic design, okay? So we will introduce with this model and let's introduce in the market and let's take the feedback from the customers. Then we can go for the
Second generation.
Okay. There's no end, there's no limit.
The problem is there may not be a second generation if the first generation
flops not be.
For some silly reason.
People don't like wood.
They have their own taste. Okay, so there's no end. There's no limit.
No, but there's a difference between releasing a product that has been minimally tested and fine-tuned to suit a general range of requirements versus releasing a product that we think will work, but we don't really have anything.
Because it's very specific.
Yeah, so that's the reason you're here for the design. Okay, I hope you made a good
design. Yes, but I'm not everybody. I mean, the whole point of user evaluation is to see what real people need. We have our own motivations in mind. We have our own ideas in mind, but that doesn't mean that that's what's going
to
sell.
Yeah, but see, we have to take a few considerations. Okay, one is the price consideration, one is the future consideration. Okay, like. You can order more chili. I can eat more chili. Okay, so it depends on the individual taste. You know, so we have to balance somewhere.
Yeah, of course. I'm just trying to point out that I think that your evaluation and redesign turnaround time is too short. Well, you have no redesign, not you personally, but
yes.
In the project we have no redesign time.
Ed. Do you know what season of the year or time of the year is the most important for TV remote control sales? Would it be the Christmas season by any chance?
The sports time.
Sports season.
Right before the World Cup. World Cup soccer. They need those things. They have their hands occupied and they need to be able to talk to the remote control.
So I think what we need to do is perhaps to synchronize the launch of a user-tested device with some special event.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then, so that gives us a little more time, perhaps, than we anticipated, because I don't know when the World Cup is, but I'm sure there's going to be...
Or any major sports.
Or another major sports event. Probably not the football games coming up the end of January. I think that might be a little too aggressive.
Yeah.
But... So I'm just pointing out a strategy to do some additional user testing and then to launch at a major sports event or perhaps to also...
That's a good place to advertise it, too.
And to work with motion pictures. There might be some motion pictures that are coming out, on DVD that they need to have a special remote control to work with it. So we could maybe work out a campaign with Sony Pictures, for example. Maybe some management has got relationships there we can leverage.
Yes, that of course I will convince the management to do that.
That's great.
It's just something to keep in mind because it's really, really important. A lot of products have gone out there without being properly user tested and completely flopped when in fact it gets re-released a few years down the line with proper testing, and it takes off like crazy.
Disposable diapers is an example of that, in fact.
Really?
Yes.
So I didn't.
It is one of the first consumer products that was launched about 30 years that was a disposable consumer product. And the market hadn't really gotten on to the concept that you could use something and then throw it away because it wasn't... But then when they relaunched them 30 years later, they're virtually the same design, but people had gotten to throw away, you know, paper cups and napkins, all kinds of things that they hadn't. You're right, timing is very important, but I think we've got a good product.
Yeah.
That's the reason ad is here.
That's right.
You can promote the brand value and the product value.
It's going to be very important to the company.
You're behind the scene and he's the front screen, so.
Yep.
I'm the one that takes the heat.
Good luck,
Ed. If it's a flop, it's the marketer.
You look very relaxed.
Yes.
Considering, you know,
yes.
The
stress.
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's come to the closing.
Celebration.
And the project evaluated. Okay, so that will come soon. Okay, for the time being, so thanks for all your efforts and great work and great design. And let's leave it to the ad later for once production is over. And in the meantime, let's celebrate. So let's meet up this evening to hang out for some party.
Sounds good.
Good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Nice working with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye. Yep, okay, see you later on.